Blog Talk Radio.
We are up in here. We are up in here, the Lawyer Henderson Show. We're checking the connections. We are up in here. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are on YouTube, go ahead and subscribe to the channel. Don't forget to hit that like button, hit that bell, so that you can get your notifications when we are live. We are live on Instagram. You're listening to the Lawyer Henderson Show. Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming live to you and hoping that you basically are doing okay. I hope everyone had a lovely day today. Had to get some things done myself. So I hope that everyone basically is doing great. With everything that's going on in the world, we got to stay safe as black people. We are being attacked at all angles. And the black media, we are on it. Ladies and gentlemen, we are being attacked at all angles. The white supremacists have been busy out here. They have been messing up the YouTube videos that I do and others have done. They have basically unsubscribed people. They have cut off all of our comments on YouTube and basically making sure that we do not get out the information to black folks. That has been their whole game, okay? Because, freedom of speech it only applies when people are not listening. When people are not paying attention, then freedom of speech could basically exist all day. But as soon as people start to listen to you, start paying attention to the grassroots, freedom of speech get attacked. You get silenced. You start getting your videos on YouTube and other places interrupted. That means that we are doing our job in the black media, getting the grassroots on code. Today we're going to be talking about how safe is the COVID vaccine and also talking about the black doctor, Susan Moore. She died after COVID-19. They were ignoring her in the hospital. And also, what's up with this doctor who had fainted while she was being given the treatment? We're going to talk also about what the ingredients are inside the COVID-19 vaccines. And we also going to talk about a famous rapper who passed away. Lawyer Henderson.
clarity, because I don't want to be, you know, dancing around trying to figure out what people want from me or what people are saying, and I don't want to know that people are talking behind my back. And
so,
and those cultures that exist all over the place in the corporate world that are...
We are talking about the vaccine today.
It's really corrosive. It's hard to get...
And, of course, we have...
Our guest is Mark Devine, the former Navy SEAL and best-selling author. He's got a brand-new book. I highly suggest you go pick it up wherever you get your books. It's called Staring
Sorry,
Down
guys,
the Wolf. We talk a lot about courage. I'm interested to know, you've been through a lot of moments in your life being a Navy SEAL, I'm sure, where you've had to show a lot of courage. What is the moment in your life, Mark, where you feel like you had to show the most courage at that moment?
You know, there have been so many of them. Sometimes, you know, for me, it was the courage to...
So the vaccines are out, and they were telling us about how... These doctors were taking the vaccine.
And we were helping kind of like recover some...
They were telling us that... These vaccines are going to help us.
Let's just say it was lost. And the ride, like, to get to this place, we, you know, my sister...
They were telling us that these vaccines are going to really...
We were just, like, getting pounded in these...
Help us, and black people, y'all need to just go and take it, and do not ask any questions.
I was actually seasick. I'm
sure everybody was.
Supposed to be planned. Well, they were, but my teammates... For some reason, were able to handle it a little better than I was. You know, maybe I was a little green and the high ocean work wasn't used to, you know, riding such a small boat at that time. I was relatively new to the team, but my teammates looked at me and were like, Mark, you know, you're going to be a soup sandwich here, so we got this one.
Yeah.
And I was in charge.
So I'm going to look at this as, if we're going
to
basically take this vaccine,
everyone else, you know, the textbook,
I'm thinking that Dr. Fauci and all these other people should take
it
first.
Sometimes it takes courage to just know that you're not the one that has the answer and just get out of the...
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that Dr. Fauci should take it first.
You know, to me, courage is...
I'm thinking that Bill Gates should take it first.
And rashness. You know, fear is to not go toward things that you don't know.
If we're supposed to trust, to trust
you
these folks,
risk, you have to risk.
I'm thinking that people
that value that
who basically are creating this
what to avoid,
should be
you know,
taking
you know,
these vaccines
that
first.
That could really cripple your company or your team, or in the military, get people killed. And in order to know what to risk for, you have to know what you stand for. So in
and so
courage, I really
people don't understand
that
we as black people have been always under attack. You got to understand.
Because they stand for something important. And then how to avoid risk and manage.
You got to understand that we have been.
And like I said, sometimes it's,
you know, what is
you know,
this?
If it's you're the one that is putting the team at risk, then you got to just step aside and let the team take the heavy lifting.
You being the former military man, I would like to get your opinion on some current headlines. Recently,
people are thinking about
a lot of the war in Iraq, stop fighting
that,
the
vaccine is out, and the doctors are out, everybody's talking about, it's safe. Everybody could do it. You know, everybody can get them. It's safe,
to a more peaceful world, or do you think this is a sign of our current administration just kind of turning
so
its back on
we as black people.
I would like to get your opinion since you're a lot closer to the situation
have
than most
to
of us.
Sure.
Basically, take this as a grain of salt.
You know,
we have to be able
for
to.
20 years, now, 19, you know, close to 20 years. And from my perspective, and I served in Iraq, and I've been over.
We have to be able to be cautious.
From my perspective, it really hasn't gotten any better. You know, we have, you know.
You did?
We have new governments in Iraq and in Afghanistan, serious falling apart.
I think one of the things that we have to recognize is black folks, we are under attack.
With our 20 years of presence.
If it's not the use of condoms, HIV, AIDS, all of this stuff is for us not basically appropriate.
Culture. That's not a military job. And to be frank, we don't do it very well.
All of this is to keep us away from
necessarily
appropriate
our principles. So, you know, we're trying to bring our Western values in there, and very few people actually want them. And they'll take the money.
That is something that we have to understand.
but it goes back to the question that how long and what cost can we just hang out as the police force in a war-torn region? You know, it is
we have to understand
really hard discussion to have, because, you know, some people will say, well, it's our obligation, our moral obligation as a country. And you could say, well, that's interesting, and maybe you were right. But after 20 years and we don't see a whole lot of progress.
So, y'all, we have to look and
see.
Say,
you know what? We've done our work here. Let's move on.
Why?
The world's changing. So
they want us to take this vaccine first. We have to look at that and see why it's that.
It's going to happen.
Why do they want us to take the vaccine first?
And start to pay attention to the other brewing possibilities in the world, you know, like these issues we're having.
Why do they want us to take the vaccine first? So today we're going to be talking about how safe or not safe that this COVID-19 virus is. It's not safe at all. In fact, we cannot basically get, we don't even know why we're even taking a vaccine for a so-called outbreak. You understand? We don't know why. It's just not medicine, you know. But we will continue to talk more about it. I wanted to say that before we also go in, that Houdini rapper John Ecstasy Fletcher has died. He was 56 years old, from the rap group Houdini. And TMZ reporting that John Ecstasy Fletcher, who co-founded the legendary hip-hop group Houdini and was known for rocking a Zorro hat like no other, has died. John's death was announced Wednesday by Questlove, who remembers Fletcher as a legendary and a pivotal member of one of the most legendary groups in hip-hop. John was living in the Atlanta area, and his passing has come as a huge shock to close friends. So far, no cause of death has been announced by the family. Together with Jalee Hutchins, John formed Houdini in Brooklyn way back in 1982 before DJ Grandmaster D joined in 1986 to form the iconic trio. Houdini charmed out a bunch of albums and hits, including Freaks Come Out at Night, Friends, and The Haunted House of Rock. The group earned the Hip Hop Icon Award at the 3rd Annual Black Music Honors in 2018, and Ice Cube Friday movies often reference Houdini's song like Friends and Freaks. So he was 56 years old. He died. The family is still trying to basically get more information on his death. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to ask you the question, is the COVID-19 virus safe? That's today's topic. Is these viruses safe? And why are we having to take a vaccine for this particular virus? What is the main goal and what's the main purpose as to why white people, specifically the white elite, want us to take this vaccine? What do they want us to take? Well, you know, what is the purpose here? What's the purpose? So we're going to focus on that today. I want to talk about first Dr. Susan Moore. Hospital mistreated me because I'm black before COVID killed her. This is from a doctor. She was a physician. She's black. This is Fair Use, ladies and gentlemen. Copyright Fair Use Act, or whatever you want to call it, give us the right to critique articles, media, sources, and other things for the purpose of us telling the story and also putting in our own black way. See, the black media has been very, very much on top of a lot of things. And we have been basically getting people on cold, black folks on cold, to talk about everything going on surrounding this so-called virus. That they have manipulated all of the numbers, they have manipulated the factors of what's going on with as far as the death. They have manipulated a lot of stuff, y'all. But TMZ reporting that a doctor had died. She basically was diagnosed. She's a black doctor. And she said that the hospital was mistreating her. They were not basically giving her the appropriate health care. Excuse me, we're going to go ahead and read the article so that we can basically start critiquing this. It says a rep for Indiana University Health said that the hospital could not comment on individual patients or care because of privacy laws, and as an organization committed to equity and reducing racial disparities in healthcare, we take accusations of discrimination very seriously and investigate every allegation. The rep continued, treatment options are often agreed upon and reviewed by medical experts from a variety of specialties, and we stand by the commitment and the exercise of our caregivers and quality of care delivered to our patients every day. Dr. Susan Moore is dead from COVID-19 after claiming she was mistreated at an Indiana hospital simply because of the color of her skin. Dr. Moore, who is black, died Sunday, according to her family. Dr. Moore, a physician herself, was diagnosed with COVID-19 back on November the 29th and was hospitalized at Indiana University Health North Hospital in Carmel, where she claimed hospital staff made her beg for a CT scan and meds. Now, folks, we basically, before I go ahead and read the whole entire article to complete this, we know that they've basically been trying to get a lot of black people. They went on TV with these black nurses. And, of course, you know, a lot of black people work in the hospital, specifically black women. And so they're using us as guinea pigs here. They're trying to basically keep us thinking that this treatment is going to be, you know, fair, you know, going to do right. There was a woman, there was a nurse that had fainted, and we're going to get to that story here in a minute. But the TMZ article goes on to say about Dr. Moore that she was posted a video earlier this month claiming doctors at IU Health tried sending her home despite her positive COVID diagnosis. And she said hospital staff made her feel like a drug addict, even though they knew she was a physician. When Dr. Moore's family got a CT scan, she claims doctors discovered damage to her lungs, but she said that that didn't stop them from withholding pain medication for hours on end. Dr. Moore believes she would have received better treatment if she was white. BTW, she didn't buy nurse story about marching with Black Lives Matter movement. Now she's dead at 52. We reached out to IU Health. So far, no word back. Okay? So everybody who goes to the hospital, they're going to say that you got COVID because it's propaganda. So we've got to be able to understand that. They're going to tell you it's COVID. You can go there with a cough. You can go there with a sneeze. You can go there if your leg broke. You can go there with if you just got into a car wreck. Folks, unfortunately, this is not the time. Black people, this is not the time to go to the hospital. Okay? This is not the time to go to the hospital. And that's the reason why our story on how safe the COVID vaccines are, talking about this black doctor going into her mistreatment, but also talking to you about why the COVID-19 vaccines may not be safe to us or for us. Okay? COVID-19 vaccines actually are very deadly. We basically told you in other commentary that it has all kinds of, I don't know why my nose keeps itching. It has caused all kinds of autism, It also could have your body to be sterilized. It could also stop sperm reproduction in men. It can affect the woman's ovaries. We talked about certain types of things that relates to this, to any vaccine that we've seen so far. So by them just basically coming up with a quick vaccine, this is unprecedented. This is unconventional. We basically have to understand what is going on here. Okay? We got to understand what's going on. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the kind of situation to which we didn't need happen. We really didn't need this to happen. So what we're going to do here is that we're going to also now read the story in an article of the nurse who had basically, she on live TV took the COVID-19 vaccine on live TV, and she basically fainted. But here is the story. U.S. nurse faints shortly after getting Pfizer BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine shot. Okay? Now, the story goes on to say that New Delhi, a nurse from the United States who was one of the first healthcare workers to be vaccinated with Pfizer BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine, fainted while on live TV after getting the vaccine and answering questions about how safe it is. The nurse, Tiffany Dover, was addressing a press conference when she lifted her hand to her head, apologized, said she was feeling dizzy and passed out. Okay? So we have this right now. It's letting the doctors know, letting the scientists know who created this vaccine, that this vaccine is too much to give to white people right now, okay? And basically, if you give a dose to them, because they said you had to take two doses, so in black people, it really may not affect as much. We don't know. It may affect us later. But this specific nurse, they were basically saying that she had a history of doing this, of fainting, and we're trying to figure out why the hell is she working as a nurse if she have a history of fainting. But the article goes on to say that while addressing a press conference at CHI Memorial Hospital in Chattanooga, Tennessee, the nurse could be heard saying, "All of my staff, you know, we are excited to get the vaccine. We are in the COVID unit, so therefore, you know, my team will be getting the first chances to get the vaccine." Just seconds later, while speaking, she raised her hand to her head and said, "Sorry, I'm feeling really dizzy." And as she tried to walk away, she fainted while the cameras for the live TV were still on as doctors catched her and lowered her to the ground. You see, so doctors had to catch her. They had to basically say, "Wait a minute, maybe this vaccine is too strong," and they tried to brush it away. And we're going to continue to read the article, and we're going to explain why they tried to explain away to why she fainted. But anyway, the article goes on to continue to say, according to the report in the Associated Press, Tiffany Dover later explained to reporters that she had a condition that sometimes caused her to faint when she felt pain. She said, "It just hit me all of a sudden. I could feel it coming on. I felt a little disoriented, but I feel fine now, and the pain in my arm is gone. It's common for me. I feel fine now," Dover added. Now, because she is one of the first healthcare workers to take this actual dose, she's letting people know that for white women, this may cause them to faint because they don't have the same kind of body mass or the same type of melanin and other types of things in the body that is going to take this unknown agent, if you will, inside the body. So they're letting the doctors know how strong it is. So they can go back into the science laboratory and say, nah, let's reduce some of the dosage in here. We'll give that strong dose to these Negroes, and then we'll try to make a more, you know, less like dosage for white people here. Because this is what the medicine is really to intend for anyway, okay? Because there's a lot of white people who were dying in Europe because of this particular situation, that they were basically getting all kinds of foods, flu symptoms. And if you remember back in the 1910s, I've been telling you about, if you listen to my show, that flu at that point, what we call the Spanish flu, it was basically a killer itself. And white people get the flu all the time, okay? White people often get the flu, so they're trying to come up with another vaccine that will stop and reduce the flu itself. But this is the reason why they basically brought and called it the COVID-19. But it's still the same thing as the flu. They're trying to find some type of remedy for it because white people get the flu, okay? Now, the article goes on to say that, however, the video of the nurse fainting during a live interview became viral, and it was widely circulated over social media as Nissens expressed apprehensions over getting the vaccine shot. Dr. Jesse Tucker, medical director of critical care medicine at the hospital, told that vaccines can cause that reaction in some people. It is a reaction that can happen very frequently when any vaccine are shot, he said. No reason to suspect that due to the vaccine whatsoever. The United States Center for Disease Control and Prevention said it had received reports of people fainting after nearly all vaccines, and scientists believe it due to pain or anxiety associated with the vaccination process, added the AP report. Now, if you look at that, United States Centers for Disease Control Prevention says it had received reports of people fainting after nearly all vaccines, and scientists believe it is due to pain or anxiety associated with the vaccination process. Now, this is what we've been talking about, okay? This is exactly what we've been saying. We've been saying that the dosage that they're giving you, and then get to take another second dose, keep in mind, is so basically strong. And we're going to be reading what is inside the ingredients, or what they claim that was inside the ingredients, here in a minute. But the vaccine formula is so strong that it's making people faint. You dig? So we have them wanting us to take it, and then on top of that, people are fainting. Now, it has been mostly white people fainting, okay? Now, we told you that there are certain types of things that and body mass that white people have that don't have that black people have. Our body mass basically, along with our melanin, helps to basically fight off. That's why when people supposedly die of cancer, it takes, you know, a long time for the black person to die of cancer. You got to keep on coming back and giving them more and more radiation. You cannot basically just kill black folks by like two or three visits to the radiation department. You got to constantly do it, because our brain cells and mass, which basically has a deeper type of tissue than white people. When white people get radiation, their hair just fall all the way out. Okay, so our body mass is so different. But let's go ahead and continue to talk about this nurse. So this nurse basically, has fainted. And right after this nurse had fainted, you had Bill Gates and his wife come out, and everybody, you know, they start to basically talk about how his house is worth $43 million and all this old stuff. Bill Gates and Dr. Fauci, Anthony Fauci, like I said, they've been behind vaccines and depopulation for a very long time. They've been the ones who's been, like I said, with Dr. Robert Galo and all these other scientists. We talked about the movie The Plandemic. They are the ones who are trying to find a way to depopulate the earth of African and black people. And so these vaccines, of course, as we said in other commentary, causes all kinds of symptoms before, including autism. But let's go ahead and read to you, ladies and gentlemen, of what they're claiming to be the ingredients of the COVID vaccine formulas, or what all the ingredients are. Excuse me. The article read here in U.S. Today suggests that nothing too surprising in Pfizer vaccine ingredients. Experts say that the ingredients in the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer and German partner BioNTech, which was authorized Friday by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, looks pretty standard for vaccine. In a letter to the FDA, Pfizer listed the ingredients in the vaccine. They can be organized into four categories. 30 mcg of what is called nucleus dimethyl messengers RNA, mod RNA encoding the viral spike S, glycoprotein N of SARS-CoV-2. So they're using certain types of ingredients that they've used in the past for vaccines. It goes on to say also that lipids are 0.43 milligrams of 4-hydroxybutyl, okay, and Zangli BIS, hexan 6-1 DIY, bis, and 2 hexyldeconate, 0.5 millimeters, and they also got polyethylene glycol. So that's polyethylene glycol 2000, and then they have dicyclotamine. They got all kinds of names in here. And what they do basically is they get all these huge names like what these words have just said, and basically they switch up the names. But all in all, when you look at these types of medication, you're getting certain types of ingredients coming from the AIDS medication. You're getting a lot of other ingredients that you find in other types of things like such as in toothpaste. You got what's called potassium chloride, which is often, I think, found in orange juice, monobasket potassium phosphate, which they put in certain types of toothpaste, like I said. And so they have certain types of ingredients that we basically should be watching out for, because most importantly, we should understand that if you took the SARS vaccine, you will see some of those ingredients come from the vaccine from the SARS vaccinations as well. It goes on to say that nothing too surprising there, says Dr. Matthew Hines, okay, a hospitalist based in Tucson, Arizona. It is a normal way of packaging up medication for people. The only active ingredient in the messenger RNA encoding the viral spike of SARS-CoV-2 that describes the modified mRNA that contains the code for cells to make the spike protein specific to the virus that will help create antibodies to attack it. See, this is the kind of things that they were talking about even in the AIDS epidemic period. Okay, whenever you start dealing with the body itself and you start having foreign agents attacking your body's your enzymes or your body's other types of agents start getting into the body, these kinds of medications can often trick you certain types of things within the body that could make a reaction happen, like what we talked about earlier about the woman fainting, okay? It goes on to say that the next key ingredient is the lipid molecule, a small ball of fat that contains four components. So I wonder what is the four components here. Okay, let's find that article. It talks about the four components. With this here, we're going to start first find it here. Okay, the four components, like cholesterol, are natural to the body. Others, like the polyethylamine glycol, PEG, which is called PEG, P-E-G, are not. PEG is used in a range of pharmaceutical, cosmetic, and food products. According to foodfact.org, a nonprofit company from England that fact-checks false or misleading claims, there has been rare cases of allergic reactions to products with high concentration of PEG, such as some commonly used laxatives, but Pfizer vaccines contain a tiny amount of substance, only enough to maintain integrity, a lipid molecule. The lipid molecule protects the mRNA. Without it, the mRNA will be broken down inside the body before delivering the genetic code to the cell. Okay? This protective ball of fat is fragile, which is why the vaccines has to be stored at zero temperatures. The list of salt may seem like complication chemicals, but Hines said they are variants of salt nature to the body that keeps the pH, which means the balance. The acidity of acidity of solutions balance. The combination of these salts help the body absorb the solution and protect the fatty molecule in the mRNA. See, so what they're saying here is that the vaccine is going to mess with some of your inside body here, mess with all kinds of, you know, manipulate some things within the body mass. It might basically mess with some cells and enzymes in your body. It might basically trick you to have, like I said earlier, fainting and dizziness, all kinds of stuff. We're talking about the side effects of this vaccine here. And the side effects is going to cause an allergic reaction to the body. And when you take the second dose and then you also have that pain there, you're going to also experience certain other types of allergic behavior and reaction to the medication, okay? That's the reason why taking chemical medication and toxic medication is very dangerous, because it oftentimes get inside the body and it interrupts your whole immune system. It interrupts molecules. Scientists like to play games with changing your chromosomes and molecules. They like to play games with you about basically just playing with your body with these foreign agents and vaccines. And this is, like I said in my other commentary, this is dirty science. You understand? This is way beyond dirty science. Okay? So this woman, Tiffany Dover, they didn't want to admit, but her reaction to this, the feigning of it, which basically blacked her out for a minute, meaning that basically it was so strong that when it went into her body and into the vein, it basically caused a reaction for her to basically faint. That's because this particular vaccine had certain types of ingredients that caused all kinds of allergic reaction to it. And this is what we're talking about when we were basically saying we should not take these vaccines here, okay? These kinds of unsafe vaccines, of course, is basically the reason why a lot of people were trying to avoid taking them. And unfortunately for the healthcare worker, you work in a hospital, you got to take it. And so, hold on. Let's try to fix the sound here. Sorry about this. Sound off at my. So, what we're trying to say here. Is that they're taking? Hold on, guys. So testing 1, 2. I'm trying to fix this out. Hopefully y'all can hear me here. Let's see. Said that you cannot hear the sound here. I'm trying to see what would be the problem because, okay, I know Blog Talk Radio, you can hear it on there. How safe, the Blog Talk Radio sound is good. Okay, YouTube, we're going to try to go ahead and try to see what's going on here. I know ScrewTube have often messed with my channel because we need to give the facts and information. All right, so hopefully that's fixed. But yeah, we were talking about these vaccines and how the vaccines basically is propaganda that basically people are having a allergic reaction to this vaccine. This is a kind of population, this is a type of population control that Dr. Fauci and a lot of the other white elitists like Bill Gates, they've paid off so many people in the healthcare industry and other places so that they can basically make sure that they sell this vaccine, this facade, if you will. They're basically trying to make sure that they get all kinds of money for it. The vaccine, let me show you that when they were talking about how the vaccine was supposed to basically come out here, they said that sodium chloride is measured to be added into the vaccine here. So if they're adding certain types of ingredients to the vaccine, and basically we're supposed to take the vaccine not once but twice, how can we basically trust this when you have on TV this nurse fainting, just passing out? And we're supposed to trust the vaccine, though. I mean, she just fainted, man. I mean, she they tried to come back and say, well, you know, she basically fainted because, you know, whenever she feel pain, basically that's what happened and stuff like that. I mean, I'm still skeptical here. Okay, there's something wrong with this vaccine. Something wrong with it. I think what we have to understand here is that we're taking something that basically our body is not going to be receptive of. And I often talk to you about if any kind of foreign object is in our bodies that causes us to faint, that being that that's a strong reaction and it's messing up our insides. And I don't know about you, it's good that people are is happy about this. I know the scientists are happy because we looked up on Wall Street and we found out that the companies that are making these vaccines, their stock has increased. So, of course, if your stock is going to increase, this new product that's coming out, of course you're going to, you know, the people who are making money off of the products, also the people who basically is sitting at the top of the elitist desk, of course they're going to be happy because they're making a lot of money. But for the small people, you know, we have to understand something here. They don't care about our health. And remind you, they keep on saying, you know, black folks, you got to take it, and we just need it. People of color. I'm going to read you this article here in a minute. They kept on talking about people of color. They had got these black women in the nursing industry, a nursing field to take it, and they said that all of the nurses had to take it. They got former presidents said that they're going to take it on national TV to ease our somewhat suspicion and worry, which I doubt that they're going to actually take particular vaccine. I think these folks are really scared. I think they're afraid to basically show us a real live situation where they're actually taking a real thing. They have this fake imagery, I think it was, someone was saying when I was coming on, that they were claiming that they had taken the vaccine and actually the needle was already down. They didn't have the needle itself inside the person's arm or something like that, they were saying. Anyway, I have to go back and look at that video. But we basically are concerned about what is in this vaccine and this ingredient. So this article reads that in the U.S. Today says that Jessica Ross, a 23-year-old black woman in Atlanta. Now, first, the article basically says women of color, the key to confidence. So women of color is the key to confidence here. Vaccine success relies on willing ambassadors. Oh, now we as black folks, we are ambassadors now. Okay. Jessica Ross, a 23-year-old black woman in Atlanta, said she and many other black women in her circle are nervous about getting COVID-19 vaccine. She's a graduate student in public health at Emory University and has been closely following news of the vaccine's development. But that doesn't shake off the fear history has imprinted on her community. Medical treating testing such as the Tuskegee syphilis study on black men, which did not provide them with treatment to cure the disease, and the case of Harrietta Lacks, a black woman whose cancer cells were used for research without her or her family's permission. Many have cultivated distrust in public health system, I wonder why. Many in her circle of family and friends are nervous about, is this going to be tested out on minority groups? She said they fear something similar happening again with the, it goes on to article here. Let me see if I can find it. The rate was about a third of white women and 45% of white men. Expert members of the communities are surprised. The country's history of unethical testing and experimentation on black men and women colors the community lack of trust. But as the coronavirus continues to threaten people of color most, medical experts say dispelling skepticism is essential, and women of color could be the key. Okay, now let's stop right there. If you go back and look at all of the news reports, you will see that this virus first started out attacking people in Europe. Okay. This virus, like the AIDS virus, at first, remember when it was saying that the AIDS virus was attacking only white males who were homosexuals? Then all of a sudden, it got to black people. Same thing with the COVID-19. The COVID-19, they're saying the same thing. Oh, well, first we read reports that it was basically having a lot to do with people in Europe in specific towns that did not have protection as far as these vaccines, that white people in Europe was dying at a higher rate. Now here comes this news article talking about it's black folks. See, this is the propaganda that the white supremacist media like to spread. This is the propaganda that they like to lie about, to say that black folks are the ones who is disproportionately affected by everything. That's their whole game plan on everything that they do to us as a group. And we talk there about discrimination. We talk about bringing all kinds of, medicine, this toxic medicine that we take. Remember, no medicine basically that they're basically got at the pharmaceutical company cures you. It only soothes your with your body of the so-called pain. Now, this article from USA Today, it's basically lie. Okay? Although I give them credit for basically them making it go viral that woman, that nurse fell out after she took the shots, that shows you that this is a strong, that the ingredients are very strong, and that the body is not susceptible to this particular vaccine. We can go all day to talk about certain types of people, minorities, or anybody who wants to take this, and women of color, if that's what you want to call it. We have to get black women to understand that these vaccines are not safe. And the way that we do that is that we basically, because a lot, unfortunately, there's a lot of women that work in the healthcare industry, and like I said earlier, they are forced to take it because if they don't, they can't come back to work. So they wind up raising up their sleeves and taking this toxic chemical, so-called medicine anyway. I like to call it a toxic waste. But these kinds of things here about women of color is to try to lure you in as black women. Because, of course, every time they use women of color, remember they're talking about black people, or people of color. They're talking about black folks. Now, it goes on to say that here that there is a, remember Dr. Remember if you basically are on Instagram, we're going off in 13 seconds, so you have to go on YouTube. Hopefully the sound on YouTube is working. But remember Dr. Kizzy, they had Dr. Kizzy out there, and she was talking about how, you know, they were talking about how she basically helped, you know, in the formation of creating a vaccine for the COVID-19 vaccine. This is only to just lure you in, okay? This is only to just make sure that you are lured in and that people, I mean, that black people basically say, oh, yeah, there's a black woman who is involved in the helping of creating a vaccine. All of this is propaganda, by the way. All of this is propaganda. We have to be very, very careful when we are basically taking any medication that these people have out here. You understand? You dig? It also goes on to show, say in the USA Today that that some Florida top hospitals, including those expected to get the first shipments of vaccines to prevent COVID-19, won't require medical and support staff to get the shots, even though they require inoculations against far less deadly flu viruses. Five Florida hospitals were slated to get the initial distribution of 100,000 doses of the Pfizer/BioNTech vaccine between Monday and next Sunday, according to State Division of Emergency Management Director Jerry Moskowitz. Those hospitals are in Tampa, Orlando, Jacksonville, Miami, and Hollywood. The state's vaccine distribution plan calls for health care workers, other essential personnel, the elderly, and those with health problems, putting them at high risk for COVID-19 complications, to receive priority in getting access to the vaccine. But not even all of the Florida hospitals getting the first doses will require their staff to be immunized. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said Thursday that federal government will provide the state with 179,400 doses of vaccine developed by Pfizer and its partner BioNTech. End quote. You see, we have to be very, very careful when we're going to the hospitals. This black folks, like I said earlier, time to go to the hospital. Man, this is not the time to go to the hospital. Now, ScrewTube had cut off my sound as I was coming. I know some of you cannot hear me because ScrewTube had cut off my sound. ScrewTube is upset that we basically are telling the truth about these vaccines. Okay? Question was, how safe is the vaccine? You can call us at 516-418-5867. You can call us at 516-418-5867. How safe is these vaccines? Let's go ahead and read it here. Go to Blog Talk Radio and listen to me live, Lawyer Henderson, on Blog Talk Radio. I know ScrewTube is messing us up here. It goes on to say that experts and members of these communities aren't surprised. The country's history of unethical testing and experimentation on black men and women colors, I read earlier, the community lacks trust. But as the coronavirus continues to threaten people of color most, medical experts said dispelling skepticism is essential, and women of color could be the key. Now it's women of color, like I said earlier. For Leukemia Odeldina, a pharmaceutical scientist and long-term researcher of health disparities, is the principal investigator at the University of Florida's CARES 2 Health Equity Center in Orlando, which started under the nation's Institute of Health Federal Cancer Research Program. The goal is to develop the right information for Black and Latino and Native American communities and tailor or target the information on them, Odeldina said. Odeldina has been spearheading a focus group of Florida residents to extract the specific concerns people of color have about the vaccines and provide information. She said, although concerns about the vaccine were expressed equally among men and women in her focus group, women of color, it's critical to dispel fears because of their leadership role in their families and communities. When black women, who are often the family caregivers, are informed, they can then ensure their families get vaccinated, she said. The woman of color think about it. If we are the backbone, she said, to reach the large number of people who will pass the information down, the role of women of color is very critical. Dr. Fatima Rodriguez, an assistant professor of cardiovascular medicine at Stanford University Medical School, who has been researching death and the hospitalization rates among Black and Latino COVID-19 patients, also noted that many women of color are leaders of multi-generational households. They can get their kids to take the vaccine, their husbands, other family members that live in these generational households. So we certainly want the head of the households to get vaccines and then encourage others to do so, she said. Although she had heard the hesitant among black men in her circle, Ross said the worries come mostly from women. I actually have heard at least one person say specifically, I have family that I need to be around for, Ross said, referring to a colleague who is a black mom in her mid-30s. In my circle, I've been hearing it brought up more than minority women. Okay, so now they got these foreign coons out here talking about how important it is to get these vaccines. So they're so desperate here. Man, they're so desperate to get this vaccine out to the, out to us. Man, they basically are saying anything to get us out here. They are very desperate. And when you are desperate, you do desperate things. Okay. Can y'all hear me? Yeah, you do desperate things when you out there. ScrewTube is messing with the sound on the video, y'all. They don't want me to basically. They're trying to stop a lot of us in the black media for basically talking about why you shouldn't take the COVID-19 and ask the question, is it safe? ScrewTube has always did this, okay? And this is the first time that I heard from you guys that my video live stream was not working, okay? But anyway, wrapping up here, folks, that's why I basically said, if this treatment is good for us. How is we going to basically be able to trust them because of all of the experiment that they did against us? From the syphilis and Tuskegee situation, where do, you know, these people have not given us our reparations. They have not done anything for us. All of a sudden, when it comes to healthcare, oh, we got your back. No. Do not need anything from white people but our tangibles and our reparations. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. These people have not done nothing for black people. They have been shooting and killing us down the streets, and they basically have a problem with, you know, just they have a lack of disregard for our lives. And so when you put the white Dr. Frankenstein in the science room, his whole method is to try to find a way to kill off a race of people. This is what this is about, depopulation control, because white people basically are slowly, you know, disappearing. By 2053, we will literally, white folks will literally be a minority in their own nation. Now, we got to talk about that one day, if God willing, I have some, enough time to talk about this. How white folks will be a minority in the United States by year 2045, 2050, somewhere around there. But this black doctor died because here in Indiana, Dr. Susan Moore, she died because they did not want to help her. And you think that they're going to want to help any of us? No. And that's the reason why they're trying to appeal to women of color. They're trying to get black women, you go girl, black situation, you go girl, black magic. They're trying to get you out there, and do not go for it. You understand? So there is a problem that we have with the COVID-19 vaccine. Ladies and gentlemen, we are not going for it. You did? tomorrow. We'll basically keep on coming on, warning y'all about what white supremacy is up to. Don't forget to subscribe. Hit that like button. If you basically are new to the channel, don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Those of y'all who's on Blog Talk Radio, this specific airing of this show will come back on. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to listen. You're listening to the Lawyer Henderson Show.